and to protect you from the rain, you might carry what?
You mean a coat or a raincoat or umbrella, we call it.
On what kind of you mentioned a while ago when you were describing the bed, you said you have plenty of blankets.
Quilts.
What was this quilt? Something that's washable?
Yes. They don't last too long if you do wash them very often, because they've got cotton and quilted cotton in the middle, you know, and that stuff, you wash it too often, it'll come apart.
What would you call it if it was washable? I mean, so you could wash it quite often, if you had something in place of a quilt.
Call it a comfort, I believe.
You could wash that.
I think so. I believe that's right.
That wouldn't be stuffed with so much cotton, is that right?
Well, it's made different some way. I don't know.
Now, on top of the all the, when you make the bed up, on top of all the covers, you might have something to keep the dust off. What would you call that?
Call it bedspread.
Anything else? Counterpane?
Yeah, that's an old expression. Yeah.
Coverlet?
No, you don't use that too much.
Now, some houses they used to have a bed that you just make up right on the floor. Sometimes you shove it under another bed during the day.
That was a trundle bed. Trundle bed, what they call it? Trundle bed, I believe is what they call it. I'm not sure.
Any other name? Pallet?
What?
Pallet?
Well, a pallet, we always thought a pallet was just a pad thrown down on the floor around the yard and lay down on that without anything under it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's a trundle bed?
Well, I don't know. That was I think that's what I'm thinking about. It was a little bed that at night they'd put the kids over and this thing, and then in the daytime, I slip it on the main bed.
And
get it out of sight. I think that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, pallets is something you throw down on the floor or in the yard and lie down on to sleep.
See a man standing in front of a clothing store window looking at a dummy in there dressed in a suit. You might say that the man is considering buying what?
You mean there's nothing on the deli? Just
no, the suit.
Suit or something? Well, I'd say he's. I'd say he was planning on buying a suit, or the expression we use around here a lot is fixing to buy a suit.